The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, in conjunction with the Ministry of Health and the AMA, have donated 20,000 Ghana cedis, assorted soft drinks and water to volunteers and security services undertaking rescue operations at the accident site at Achimota. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the local government minister, Samuel Ufuswampafu, said the ministry is amazed about the love that Ghanaians have shown towards the rescue of victims who were trapped under the debris following the collapse of the Melcom shopping mall and decided to assist with logistics.
I saw the effort that was being put in by the volunteers. I saw the need for us to continue to support them and boost their morale. So my ministry has come this morning to make a presentation of 100 cartons of assorted minerals, 100 boxes of mineral water, and then again 20,000 Ghana cedis to enable the security agencies and other volunteers who are working here to be supported. They need to be given food regularly. They need to be given water regularly. They need to be replenished when they are losing energy, and that is why we have come in. We believe that the work they are doing is a good cause that they are serving the nation. They have been rescued about 37 people. We are still optimistic that they are capable of rescuing some more lives. And so we think that the morale needs to be lifted and sustained to give them the extra energy to move forward and want to save more lives.
You heard the Minister of Local Government, Samuel Ufuswampafu. The Deputy Minister of Health, Rojo Metel-Nunu, who accompanied Mr. Ufuswampafu, told Radio Ghana that the accident at Achimota was preventable and has brought to the fore the need for metropolitan authorities and engineers to apply the rules and procedures when giving permits for constructing any structure in the country.
This current disaster is man-made, and they are building regulations that have to be followed. When people are going to build structures like this, they normally would have drawings, bills of quantities, and they will submit those drawings to the town and country planning and to the system of local government for certification. They would also be expected to do soil tests and to also make sure that whatever foundation they put under the ground before they put up the superstructure, they follow guidelines and requirements. What we see at this construction site is a breakdown in monitoring, a breakdown in enforcement. We see a breakdown in the supervision while the construction was ongoing. If there had been quality assurance officers of the AMA on a daily basis going around to inspect, this building would not have gone beyond the first floor. But it is under investigation. Preparedness comes at different levels.
Does that mean that we cannot set up a standby rescue team?
The president has recommended that, but sometimes it is not so much as setting up a new team. It is for strengthening the field regimen, strengthening NADMO, strengthening the National Ambulance Service, strengthening Fire Service, and all the relevant paramedical institutions that are part of our emergency and rescue task force.
That was the Deputy Minister of Health, Rojo Metel-Nunu, speaking on the Achimota Melcom disaster that occurred 3 days ago.